Kona resident Leonani Hussey Abril never doubted the decision to enroll her kids in Hawaiian immersion.
For me, that's always been my goal, only Olelo Hawaii in our household.
With the coronavirus school closures, she and her husband Sheldon, who both primarily speak English, have been given a crash course in recreating that Hawaiian immersion experience at home.
I try to teach them, like, even if you don't know how to say it correctly, just try to use as much Olelo Hawaii as you can. And I try to encourage Sheldon to do that, like how I schooled him.
I would be the, I guess, viewed as like the weakest link, right? Because I don't speak fluently. So it does, for me, it does motivate me to want to be able to speak more.
Their oldest daughter, Kaliko, is in the first grade at Ke Kula'o e Hunui Kai Malino, and they've got four-year-old twin girls, Lehia and Mahina, in the Punanaleo Okona. All three have online classes three times a week. But that's a drastic change from when school was in session, says Sheldon.
They would get Olelo Hawaii from when they get dropped off at 7:45 all the way until they get picked up at 3:45.
And that worries the Abrils, whose sole purpose of enrolling their kids in Hawaiian immersion was to ensure they could become fluent speakers. Kamil Dean, chair of UH Manoa's linguistics department, shares those concerns.
We know from a lot of the research done in our own department that when children are removed from a language learning context, especially a minority language like Hawaiian, they begin to lose that language very, very rapidly.
Dean, who specializes in childhood language acquisition, says without that sustained exposure to Olelo Hawaii, students are losing out on more than just new vocabulary.
If children get the sense that the language is not important and it's not going to be useful to them in the future, then there's no reason for them to acquire it. If everything in their environment is English and, you know, they're getting Zoom for an hour a day in Hawaiian, they're really not going to be interested in it.
And that is why efforts being made by Hawaiian immersion parents like the Abrils matters, says Hawaiian language advocate Namaka Rollins. She says because the child will see how important Hawaiian language is to the parent, that it's a priority, and that child will grow up knowing the family was a part of the movement to support the Hawaiian language. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced parents to adopt Olelo Hawaii in the household quicker than they otherwise would have. And that, says Rollins, has always been the goal of Hawaiian immersion education, to get the language into the home. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.